Early voting in the Texas primary runoff elections is underway. Election Day is Tuesday, 14 July. Let's hope tyrannical government officials back down from their desire to use a virus as a pretext to implement government control of our lives. But if they don't, there are serious questions. If governments formed to protect your rights to speak and assemble require you to mask your mouth and restrict your ability to assemble to express your displeasure, is that a legitimate call to armed conflict? What about the suspension of laws and other restrictions of liberty not authorized by the Texas Constitution? Would you, as a comfortable Texan and American, be willing to risk injury, death, or prison to fight back? What is the pulse of Texas today? Are we a society that supports the rule of law to the extent that we recognize that those to whom we have loaned power do not have the right to ignore limits on their power simply because they themselves declare there's a crisis or disaster? If you believe governments restricting your rights, closing your businesses, masking your mouths, and more justifies armed response, what are the legitimate moral targets of such? It's a lot to ponder, but none of us would be living as freely as we are today if others didn't ask such questions in the past, both in American colonies and later in Texas. Feel free to post your reactions below the written version of this commentary at prattontexas.com. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and again the website prattontexas.com.